Thank you. You all are very kind, and we really appreciate it a lot. And bore you to death this weekend, but we thank you all for coming to the festival, and we appreciate you helping us with this little project. And what it is? We have. I like to announce that we do have some stuff for sale, and I think we're most excited about our thought repellent hats because they've been really field tested, and what we found out was, like, maybe you buy a thought repellent hat and after just 2 or 3 years you start to think of something again. If you'll just let a banjo player wear it for a couple months, it'll recharge. And the best part, the only part about them is they're reflective from both sides, whatever that means. And then we have our shirts and haberdashery. We have our little bitty blocks. Maybe you got, you want to put something small up on blocks because you live in an apartment house, you need one of these little bitty blocks. You can't just go out and get a big old cement block and throw your car up if you live in a city. Because ain't no creek for it to roll over into for the environment to reclaim it or nothing. A lot of hillbillies has trouble in the city. They get to talking too fast. They get mugged 8 or 10 times before they even suspect what's happening. Come back home and say, boy, them people up there is real friendly. But I sure did lose a lot of stuff. And of course the other regular stuff. We have CDs that the liner notes were actually made with electronic typewriters. For instance, you might not know this, but the word old time music is not even in the Smith Corona vocabulary. It'll beep every time. Neither is potato when you spell it right. Just say N-O-E. You know, everybody in the band's got a job. And I suppose all bluegrass bands are. Charlie's kind of our transportation chairman. Mary Jo is clearly our public relations person. Danny's our night driver. And we only had one job left, and it turned out to be Suzanne's. We had to think about sins. Because when you go, well, you can't go singing gospel songs and have a good political point of view if you don't know about sins and stuff. People would think you didn't know what you was talking about. Anybody get to see Robert Tilton on television? Anybody at all? Oh, God. Had to have a facelift because the chemicals from praying on them people's letters was getting in his blood. I believed that.
That's how the chemicals got in his blood.
You know, I tell you what.
Just say N-O-E.
I think it's, there's a lot of things. Now, see, I've been wrong before. I don't mind admitting it. For instance, I used to think, I'll tell you how naive I was. I used to think, like, you show me a guy with a body by Pillsbury, never even worked in a field one time, had makeup on his face and mousse in his hair, and a big old cowboy hat, and tell me he was a country singer, I used to think that wasn't it. But I was wrong. There ain't nothing wrong with a guy having a nice hat. You can make these mistakes, but you can't make no mistakes about sin, so our field person on sinning is Suzanne, and we're going to have her sing about her sins now.
I would like to point out that
I mean about
that
sins that you
these
know
are sins that I know about but have not personally
recognize when you see in print.
Well, some of them I do, and then some of the other sins are too bizarre even for me to recognize in print. Most of these sins I have not committed myself.
Thank you very much.
Well, you know, but